You are listening to 90.3 WMSC.
I'm Bobby Rio back here. Once again, my faithful companion Michael Stout is not with us today.
Case of the HIV.
Mike's down with the sickness. But just reminding all the listeners that this radio show is available on iTunes now. All the past episodes as well are now up on iTunes. Download them, play them on your iPod, share them with your friends.
You guys getting a lot of downloads off that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're averaging, as soon as we put a new radio show up, within the first 2 days, we have over 1,000. By the end of the week, a couple thousand. By the end of the month, you know.
Nice.
We're getting up there.
You guys are helping a lot of people. Good for you guys.
Yes, yes, yes. So I thought right now, I wrote an article this morning, actually, called 21 ways to instantly build your social scene today. And I just wanted to talk about it a little bit, kind of get your opinion, because I know you're out of college as well now, although we are at a college radio station, and coming here every week drives a spike into my heart seeing
right?
all the young...
The view is great sometimes, and the warmer it gets, the view just gets better.
Oh, my God. I walk through here every Friday. I walk here, and I just walk real slow to get here because I just want to take it all in, and I just, like, think of how lucky these guys are up in Bone Hall and Blanton Hall with their little freshman cootie.
Yeah, things definitely change a bit once you're out.
Yes, yes. If you're in college right now, just soak it up. Enjoy it for everything it's worth.
Towards, like, year five of my extended college career, I was like, you know what? I got to get out of here. You know, it's taking forever. I need
Isn't
to join the real world.
Is that the stupidest thought? Oh, I know.
And then all of a sudden, like, you realize you're going to graduate, and you're like, oh, no, what am I doing? Like, you're like, why?
And then, you got the friends that try to convince you, like, no, man. Like, your mid-20s is the best point of your life. It's the greatest. You're like, dude, you're not convincing me. It's better than being a 19-year-old freshman in college.
Because college is just high school with more beer.
Yeah.
Once you hit mid-30s and you're you know, working a real job, it's not high school with beer anymore.
College is Disneyland for adult. Like, college is like the adult version of Disneyland. You just, like, wake up surrounded by all your friends. You got beer constantly, drunk girl.
Yeah, it's mostly socializing with some, you know, sometimes you got to do some stuff in between that's not fun. But you could be like me and just not have done it. Like,
so I think we should talk a little bit about the after college social life. Because I know a few months back we were on here and we talked about building your social scene in college. We even had Christian Hudson come on and talk about conquer your campus and how to be the man on campus. But let's talk about for the guys that get out of college and they're like, damn, what
now
do
you're,
I do now?
You're upwardly mobile. You're in your mid to late 20s
mid to late
and 30s.
20s, you're single and you're just like, all right, what do I do now? Because I'm sick of going out to bars. The bars I used to go to are surrounded with 19-year-olds, and there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, like, when you get a little older, it starts to get old.
You could always escalate your bar. You know, you change from the bar that's all college kids to the bar that's, you know, the upwardly mobile professionals drinking microbrews and martinis.
True, but not every. But what about the people that don't really have the friends to attend these bars with? Because you hit 25 years old, even 30. I mean, I'm 30 now. What do you do when you're 30 and half your, more than half, 75%, 80% of your friends are married? You know, what's a guy? Let's talk about somebody in that situation.
Well, I mean, in any situation, when you work in the real world, you're going to find, like, a group of people in any situation that are, you know, heavy drinkers.
Yeah.
Not that I'm necessarily, you know, condoning heavy drinking, but in every office, you're going to find that group of people that go and do the happy hour thing. So you could always, like, tag along there. But then you're stuck with the people that you're working with. And, I don't like to poop where I eat in any stretch of the word. So
yeah,
if you're desperate and, like, you know, you're looking for some type of social interaction, your work could be a good source of that, but it's only going to cause drama in the real world.
I would say if you're going to look for work, I'm going to use what I did, because when I got out of college, I was a real estate agent, and there was that group of people in my office that went out drinking, but they were all, like, frizzy-haired 45-year-old realtors that, like, I just had no desire to hang out with. So what I did was I actually got a part-time job waiting tables, and now I was surrounded by 19-year-olds and, like, 17-year-olds.
Is that really what you want to go? Like, now, I mean, it's great, and I'm the view's great, and the social situation's great, but, like, Don't you eventually have to let go of that whole scene?
You're
talking like literally like one year out of college.
I'm talking, yeah. Like,
talking about the 34-year-old.
No. Because let's put it this way. I'm 29 now, and I wouldn't do it now. Like, I wouldn't. It's just a small bit of, like, the self-respect of, like, all right, I'm 29 years old, waiting to, you know. Not there's anything wrong with those people out there tables. Not, I mean, bartending is a great gig. Waiting tables is a great gig. I just did it when I was throughout college, and I've just had enough of it. But if you're 25 and under, you know, there's no, and you're looking for, there's no social scene better than the restaurant business.
I was always like, personally, my thing was like retail. I just can't serve people. I would spit in food. Like, I feel, I don't know, I just can't do it. But I would do the whole like retail thing. And basically, like, if you're in any type of situation where, like, I don't think it would work with like smaller restaurants, like mom and pop things. But if you're in like chain restaurants or like larger, you know, like retail stores, like, you know, you're working at like a, like an Old Navy or an Abercrombie or something, like
that was my, that was my next thing. I was like, oh. The only thing with that is that you got to deal with all the high school girls. And it was hard enough with the young 17-year-old hostesses at the restaurant. But you work at, like, Abercrombie. You're working with, like, 16-year-olds.
Oh, and the thing is, and they all know exactly what they're doing, too. Yeah. Like, they know it.
Oh.
But, you know, the view's good, so you can't really complain there. But, yeah, I've like, chain restaurants and retail is, like, is definitely, you know, if you're, like you were saying, if you're, like, under, you know, if you look like you're under 27, it could really be, like, a great source for.
I did it up to about 26 or 27. I was probably about 27 when I finally quit. And just to give people an example, I was 27 and I had 18-year-old girlfriends from the play. There's nothing. It was like being in college, to be honest with you. And I had to get out of it for the sole reason that my life was at a standstill because I was living college 10 years after college.
There was no forward momentum.
That's one of the reasons I won't go back. But let's talk about some of the other ways that for people that don't want to check out a part-time job. There's just plenty of things out there to do.
I have the list up here, so we might as well just go off some of that. Like, so some things that I'm actually kind of surprised about was joining a softball team. Is that mostly like dudes? Like,
it's mixed. I mean, because you know what they do now is a lot of these leagues, like volleyball, softball, is that they make it mandatory that your team is half and half. So you're
looking for co-ed sports.
Yeah, it's co-ed.
Wiffle ball maybe or something.
Yeah, even softball. Well, softball is a bad, you know, softball is pushing it because, but like volleyball, for instance, we did volleyball leagues, and they make the leagues co-ed. So you need, I think, at least three girls on every team. You can have like four guys, three girls, whatever. And this league, particular league, took place at a bar. It had an outdoor volleyball court. So it was actually great because, you know, you'd play a few games of volleyball and then everybody just hung out at the bar afterwards, drank. You know, during the summer, there was nothing that could beat it.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were single girls. I mean, a lot of the girls there are there with their boyfriend. But part of this isn't necessarily just meeting girls. It's building a social scene.
Because once you have that social circle, you're...
Yeah, because you make friends with some of these other volleyball players, softball players. Yeah, there may not be a perfect 10 model at the softball game, but if you make friends with a couple people, you don't know if they're going to invite you over to your barbecue or something, and then you're going to meet
someone. And then there's one there. Yeah, it's always worth that shot. Let's see. What else you got on here? Scour the computer for local events, classes, and seminars.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
So we're talking like pottery classes or make your
own
sushi?
Anything. People don't realize that, like, locally, there are just about any kind of class you can want to take, whether it be
so we're talking like community college and stuff.
A lot of them are community colleges, but there's also seminars and this isn't a good example, but like there's lairs for the seduction community where guys just go and meet up and hang out and talk about this. And not a great way to meet girls necessarily, but it's a great way to meet wingmen that, you know, if you're 28 years old and all your friends are married and you just want to meet guys to go out to the bars with, you can go to one of these layers.
Yeah, that is a good source.
Meet like-minded people. But classes are great, especially if you take classes in something that you're generally interested in.
I took not to give away my online persona that I use on your site, but I commented that like some of the best classes I took were like entry-level art or history classes because they were usually really interesting. You know, I also took them at night, so you get a different group of people, but they're usually really interesting. People who take night classes either, you know, like they're either in college and like party so late that they can't wake up early, so they're fun people. So, you know, you'll have happy hours before.
Yeah.
There's always group projects. And, I mean, worst comes to worst, like, you learn something. So it's really, there's no loss in it.
Yeah, I mean, the key to taking classes is, like, you can't just say, all right, I'm going to take, like, I think a lot of guys, what they do is they're like, you use pottery as an example. Like, you think, all right, what can I take that there'll be girls at the class? And you don't want to, you want to do take a class that's something that generally interests you, because then you go to this class and, like, you're passionate about what you're doing.
Yeah, you want to go there. It's not like, oh, I got to go make pottery to meet chicks.
Yeah, you know, like you're going there and you're like taking a photography class and you get into it. And now it not only are you like making friends, but you're, like you said, you're learning something, you're growing as a person, and you're actually becoming a more interesting person, because now outside of that class, you have something to discuss with people. You can talk about it. It's really, really good.
I would recommend against nude drawing classes, especially if you're desperate for a social circle, because it's not good. You'll get the sickness for models. And
you don't want to fall into, like, cult-like stuff either, because...
what are you talking, like, cult-like stuff? Like?
Cult-like stuff, because I actually... I'm into, like, different kind of avenues, and I wanted to take a yoga class. So I was at, like, a pizza parlor, and I saw, like, a card for, like, Donna Yoga or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I checked it out, and I got there. And, you know, like, you get your first one free, and you get there, and it's like a Korean-run place, and it's, like, real high-pressured sales, you know? Like, you're there, and then, like, next thing you know, they're, like, kind of, like, telling you, like, how they want you here all the time, that you're perfect for this, and, like, they got, like, the contract out, and they want you to sign up for, like, the yearly long package of, like, you know, and so, like, I stepped back and I said, no, you know, I gotta take a break and I'll come back. So I went home and I Googled it, you know, I'm like, let me see this. And it was like 80 stories about how, like, they're like a cult and that they get you there and they, like, wind up, like, basically wanting you to devote all your time to recruiting new members of the yoga class. And it was like,
so
I was,
it's like Scientology, but,
yeah, it's like
yoga.
Yeah. Scientology. Other things I mentioned on the list is very topical is, like, political campaigns. If you're not political, obviously, you're not going to have any interest in it. I'm not very political, but, I mean, if you watch romantic comedies, it's, like, the ideal situation for people to meet people is in, you know, like, the Harry Met Sally and recently that Definitely Maybe, you know, you're working on the campaign with another girl. And,
yeah.
You know, something like that. Is always an avenue. I mentioned that because right now with the election coming up, it's, you know, a little bit
something
of
that's out. It's definitely out there.
Something easy
so.
To get into right now.
Let's see. You got a 10-day weekly class at your gym.
Yeah, that's not. I mean, that's not one of the top ones because gyms are hit or miss. But if you're gonna do a class, like, the gym only really works like in a class situation, because if you're going to the same class every week, you can start to, you know, have some conversations with the people, but
mm-hmm.
that's
yeah. It seems like it's more of like a solo thing than
a group thing. It's not one of the better ones. But if you have very limited time and you want to start with something, I can recommend, you know, a weekly class, because there may just be one. All it really takes is one person to make one new friend who has a social scene already, and now you have a new social scene.
Because
you know, like, you go to a gym class and you meet one guy there. Who, like, says, hey, oh, you want to go out afterwards? I'm meeting these two girls. Now you have a new friend, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Another thing on the list there is dance lessons, which you might laugh at, but me and Mike Stout, about maybe a year and a half ago, we were like, all right, let's, you know, we were in our phase of, like, let's try new things, you know? This is right around the time that I did the yoga thing, and the yoga thing didn't work out, so we tried the dance lesson thing. Like, let's take salsa lessons, you know.
So you can you bust a ballsy salsa move right now?
It didn't work out either. but I can tell you that this could have been a gold mine, you know. Truthfully, it didn't work out because financially I couldn't afford the lessons at the time.
Salsa's expensive.
Yeah, you know, it was private lessons from like some Jennifer Lopez looking Latina woman, which I really would have enjoyed going back to. But once the three lesson trial ran out, I didn't have the loot to renew. But that was actually, it could have been a great thing, because this particular place, you have lessons, and then every Wednesday night the studio has like open night, so like everybody who's taking lessons just comes there And it's like a little bit of a party. You practice your dancing. And I, me and Mike went to the first party there. You know, they invited us to the party. And it had some talent there. You know, a lot of girls dancing. I mean, it's hard to say if they were single or what. But like I said, it's not always about meeting single girls. It's about making new friends. And it definitely had the opportunity there to do
that. Enlarging your social circle.
Enlarging your social circle. Quickly, you know, I know we don't have much time, but I just wanted to talk about a couple of the other avenues that are on the list. We have a bowling league. Bowling leagues, you know, all these things are hit or miss. You got to go to them, check them out, and see how they work out. I did a bowling league. I did it more. It was more mostly guys in the league, but it was fun, so it was worth it.
It seems like, I mean, some of these things are, you know, basically meeting girls, but it seems like a lot of them are basically in expanding your, like, dude social network.
Well, yeah, because you really have to expand your dude social network because, you know, if you're a single guy, I mean, granted, you want to be able to meet girls, ideally, anywhere you are. But in reality, like, once your friends dry up and now, like, your friends are married, they have kids, they're not introducing you to girls anymore. If you don't work with girls, I mean, where are you meeting people? You're not going out to bars by yourself, and even going out to bars gets old. So, like, you want to basically meet new people that have access to new people, and you just continually grow the amount of people you know. Even on the list, one of the great things is like young entrepreneur clubs. I know, Mike, you're a young entrepreneur, so like something like that is.
Yeah, I do have to say that me and Mike Stout were in New York City yesterday for I guess you could say it was like it wasn't really a trade show. It was more of just like a networking event for people in the field that me and him do some entrepreneurial things in. And it was like, you know, we thought we were going to go there and, you know, because we do web stuff. So we thought it was going to be, you know, nerdtacular. And I mean, I would say pretty much every attractive girl there had to, you know, happen to work for a company and be, you know, PR or like, you know, some wannabe I Justine blogger. I still hate that girl. But yeah, no.
Yet
I love her, but I hate her. Me and Mr. Stout are particularly angry at I Justine. We just, I don't know. There's a little bit of jealousy. Anyway, to get with what I was saying was, it turned out to be a lot better than what we thought it was. It was filled with like a lot of people who were all in, you know, kind of the same field. So we had things to discuss, and every girl we went there with was like if they weren't hipster, then they were very attractive, but they knew what they were talking about. I was surprised. I was.
Yeah, these things like anything, it's hit or miss. But you got to be out there. You got to be in it to win it. You know, because like. One of my friends, he's a mortgage broker, and he does all these like networking events, and you know, like he puts on these I guess I don't want to say trade shows, but like mingling events for like the real estate mortgage broker industry. And most of the people that show up here are older, married. But the thing is like you're out there now, and like you're at this place and there's other people there, but now you have a little bit of a social scene because you're there, not the lone guy getting drunk at the bar by himself. You're like Mr. Realtor mingling with all the other people. So now if there are single girls at that bar, you have a little bit of a social approval. You know, you're a little bit different than the guy who's like drinking his gin and tonic, sipping it by himself, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking to the hitting on the bartender. You know, it's one of the reasons why these things work out so well is that, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. The young, like, you join a young entrepreneur club. There's gonna be a lot of misfits there. But it's not always about who's there. It's just like I said, the last thing on the list is get out of your house, and that's really what you gotta do. Is you gotta get out. Don't get in the habit of watching TV, sitting on the internet. Just get out of your house. Find stuff to do.
Pornography is the devil.
Yes, yes.
Pornography it destroy. Like, don't get me wrong, it's great, but it will destroy like any. Like female relationship connotation, and it's mental masturbation. Like it's just a waste of time. Like you're really,
yes, you should
don't watch pornography by yourself at home.
Program something in your computer that does not let the Hun or YouPorn or any of those come on. Like block them.
10 minutes a day tops, and that's all you get.
Yeah.
Don't form huge collections. It's bad.
Yes.
Anyway, do we have anything like big coming out this week? Like you have an article. Something awesome?
Oh, we always have something awesome at the site.
So basically, just go to the site and we'll see.
Yes, for those of you who listen to this on iTunes, tsbmagazine.com, theseductionbible.com, either one, you can get to the site. We constantly have new updated information. We have some great columnists. We got a couple fashion bloggers that joined us now to put out fashion columns. Stape here writes a column for us about,
gadgets, mostly.
And scours it. You know, we're going to keep the content coming. It's going to be great. We got the retreat weekend in the Dominican Republic coming up that we're really excited about. Really excited about it, just for the vacation aspect of it and the hanging out and stuff. I'm pumped for it, and I hope Mike is going to join us on that, too.
We'll see. No promises. Anyway, I just want to remind everyone that you're listening to 90.3 WMSC, Upper Montclair, New Jersey. Coming up next, we have the Mac Daddy of Metal. But first, some emo indie-tacular awesomeness, only on 90.3 WMSC.
All the boys who call their mothers on that.